coalition forces and begin striking selected targets of military importance.
It would be a decision which could only be taken once.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war.
Unconfirmed reports about Gaddafi being captured.
This morning, I want to talk about the future of Europe.
Burning Point.
Hello and welcome to the show. With me, Екатерина Кудошкина. Washington uses sanctions to create conditions for changing the regime in Russia, Deputy Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said. I quote, "They don't conceal it that sanctions are aimed at creating social and economic conditions for carrying out regime change in Russia," Mr. Ryabkov said, speaking at the State Duma hearing Monday. So, pulling off a color revolution in Russia. Now, is that a viable scenario? This is something we are discussing with our guest speaker, Giulietta Chiesa, expert on Russia and independent political analyst based in Italy.
Well, I don't know if it is a realistic scenario, but it is clear that the assessment is realistic. That means in Moscow it is clear now that the attack is straight against the president, Putin. And even if it is not clearly written, it is possible to read this kind of suggestions in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in many newspapers, and in many analyses which are published in the United States. That means it's a current idea that the pressure should begin a fight to change, to make a regime change. That means there is a dictatorship in Russia. Mr. Putin is not representing the Russian people. And, Washington believes that they have the right to produce a regime change in Russia. Well, in fact, not only in Russia, as we know, but they have already made that concretely in different situations like Libya, like Iraq, like Afghanistan. Not always they succeeded in that, but in any case, this is the idea that the United States has a right to produce regime change in other countries. For Russia, it is evidently a very big task because Russia is not Libya and it is not Iraq. It is evident that it will be a very difficult task for Washington, but it is another idea of the international system of rules. Now, Washington believes that there is only one rule. It's the rule of Washington.
It's very interesting to look at how the relations between Russia and the U.S. were developing over the years. And by the way, I remember that Mr. Putin, during his first term as a president, was the first person to extend his support to President Bush after the 9/11. So what actually changed in the mindset of American policymakers?
Well, I believe that the change has been a long time that the change has happened. I remember very well an interview that Mr. Putin gave in 2004, that means 3 years after the episode you were remembering now, that in the interview of 2004, Putin was very, very upset, and he arrived to this conclusion. I quote him almost exactly. Well, we believed that it were possible to discuss with Washington on a situation of mutual respect. Now I understand that they don't want discussants or partners. They want vassals. They don't want any discussion. They want dictators. It was a very, I believe, a turning point when Putin began to understand that the United States, the leadership, was not disposed at all to have a real partnership with Russia. And this happened when Putin began to realize that the national interest of Russia has been violated, or there was an attempt to violate the balance of power, not only through the extension of NATO, but also with the new missile system that the United States was trying to put in place in Poland or in Romania and so on. There was a change when Russia, when Putin personally understood that they were not disposed to have a real fair discussion. That everybody remembered then when Mr. Obama told openly that he believed that Russia could only be a regional power, not a world player, and this sense in Washington there was a prevailing idea that Russia has lost its place in the world. That is a change. I believe that 10 years ago it was clear that the situation was already changing, and Putin realized that. At the end, we see that Washington reacted, but they don't want to have this kind of partner. They want simply, and I believe that Putin was right, they want to dominate, and this is impossible in this situation, the today situation. That means there's a real problem. It's a real problem of perception.
Well, true.
I believe that it will be serious. It will have serious consequences.
Now, talking about consequences, of course, we used to mention such countries like Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq as examples of their regime change attempts. Now, you said Russia is not Libya, and if the Americans used military capacities in those countries, what kind of strategy are they going to use on Russia?
Well, they believe that there is a large part of the Russian public which wants to be Westerners. This is the idea that everybody in Russia wanted to be European or American. This is an idea descending from the other idea which has been proclaimed also by Obama, but not only by Obama, that the United States has a particular position, an exclusive position in the world. They have the right to export democracy the way they believe it is right. They feel themselves the masters of the universe. And this is a clear misconception. I believe that it should be evident that if they don't understand that regarding Russia, which is very, from many points of view, very similar to the West, which is a European country, you can imagine what they can consider, how they can consider China or other countries in Asia. That means if in Washington continues to prevail this idea that their values are the universal values of all the world, it will be very dangerous because they will be convinced that they can impose them to everybody. You told very, very clearly, and you are right, that the United States are very strong from the military point of view. But I believe that it is not sufficient. If you believe that you will live in peace, the military strength, it is not sufficient to change the way of life and the ideas and the tradition and history of different people.
This is Burning Point. We're discussing U.S. plans of Maidan for Russia. Our guest speaker is Giulietta Chiesa, expert on Russia and independent political analyst based in Italy. Mr. Chiesa, if they believe that a major part of Russians are dreaming of changing their way of life for the Western, but the recent polls have shown that 74% of Russians, they are not exactly the American supporters. They cherish negative feelings for Americans. Is that perhaps bring them to revise their current stance? I doubt it.
Everybody reasonably will doubt about this strange idea, but we have a proof, for instance. Not only 74% supporting Putin in this situation, and even more probably, but we have the proof. The proof is Crimea. When the Russian people in Crimea and in Ukraine, as we see, was put in the situation to decide where to go, in Crimea they overwhelmingly decided to come back to their country, that means to Russia. That is more or less 1 million people escaping from the fight in Donbass is escaping not to the West but to Russia. That means that there is a huge amount of people who has care, who want to maintain their own history, their own language, their own tradition, and so on. And this is a wrong perception. I believe that in the United States there is a wrong perception of not only of Russia, but of the rest of the world. And it is a question of knowledge. First of all, of knowledge. It is not a question of the leadership only. I believe that this kind of feelings are largely diffused in the public, in the American public opinion. I remember when I read the book, the wonderful book of Michael Moore, Stupid White Man, and I was astonished to read this number, that only 7% of the American people has the passport to go abroad. That means 93% of Americans never goes in a tourist trip outside of the United States, which is a huge, well, number to show the level of understanding of the world. I believe that in Russia, the part of people which would like to go abroad to have a vacation, to see Europe, is much more larger. In any case, there is a goodwill from the side of the Russians to go outside to watch, to confront themselves with the rest of the world. Why? The Americans are living to a certain extent separately from the rest of the world, and they don't know what is the rest of the world. And that means they have a very dangerous perception of their isolation in the today world of 7 billion people.
Well, I absolutely agree that they seem to be increasingly out of touch with the rest of the world. But tell me, Mr. Chiesa, do you think that we need to brace ourselves for a Maidan here in Moscow?
No, I believe that today is not real. I underline the word today, because if the situation, the economic situation, will become worse, well, probably in Washington they believe that they can create a so desperate economic standard of life and situation for a larger part of the Russian population that this can produce some kind of revolt or Maidan, as you like. But I don't believe that it is working with the Russians.
Why not?
At least. No, I don't believe, because this can be done with other kind of people. Well, not all the people are same. They have different tradition, different history, different space, different time, perception of the time, I mean. I believe that the history of Russia is showing us that Russia is a very patient people, the Russian people. It's a people able to suffer very much. And, well, it has been demonstrated in the terrible Second World War, which, not casually, in Russia is named Velikaya Отечественная война, the Great Patriotic War. I don't know. In Italy, for instance, and in Europe, not so many people are able to name a war this way. And patriotic, they were defending themselves. And when the Russians are defending themselves, they become very different from the other people. I say different. Recently, I read again Peace and War of Tolstoy, Lev Tolstoy, and I remember very well what he says about that. It was not Kutuzov who won on Napoleon Bonaparte. It was the Russian people. And he won in a very strange way, retiring itself from the attack, under the attack of the Napoleon forces, which were better organized and overwhelming. But they win at the end. And the same happened with Hitler. I don't believe that the idea to compel the Russians to imitate the Ukrainian in Maidan will succeed. I don't see that possibility. I believe that it would be a very, very dangerous possibility, because this way the war was not the way it was in the Second World War or in the Napoleon War. No, no. This time it would be much bigger, much dramatic, terrible. That means better don't try this kind of experiment.
Dr. Chiesa, thank you very much.
And just to remind you, our guest speaker was Giulietta Chiesa,
expert on Russia and independent political analyst based in Italy. Well, and now we end this edition of Burning Point, brought to you by me, Ekaterina Kudoshkina. Thank you so much for staying with us. Goodbye, and take care.